Resonance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Dark Circus by Ana Vallabriga and David Taplana. For my father, the first of our novels he won't be able to read. Man in his pride created God in his image and likeness. Friedrich Nietzsche. I trust those who seek the truth, but distrust those who claim to have found it. André Gide. 1. She urged her horse across the hospital parking lot in the pre-dawn light. She dismounted, her bare feet landing in something sticky, probably vomit, but she strode forward without a glance. The thin nightgown clung to her lushly rounded body. At the community meeting the previous day, everyone she loved had turned their backs on her. She hadn't slept a wink that night. Tired at last of thrashing about in the sheets, she'd made a decision. She pushed open the main door and marched to the reception desk. The place stank of urine. People turned to stare. They whispered to one another, tittering at the sight of her. At least those who could did. One old man with a vacant gaze simply drooled. A young woman came limping out of the restroom. A man in a green robe was pushing a wheelchair in which there was a young boy covered in blood. "Your health card," came a voice from behind the desk. She turned to look and saw only her own reflection in the safety glass. Her black hair was matted and wild, making her look as mad as she felt.
"I need your card."
"What?"
She peered through the glass and caught a glimpse of dyed red hair, glasses with heavy plastic frames and a cord, no sign of intelligence. She told herself to be patient, to speak clearly.
"Call a doctor, please.
Do you have a health card?"
The woman seemed rattled.
"No, I don't have one." She took a deep breath. "Please call a doctor right now."
"I'm afraid that unless you have your card..."
"Oh, God."
"Get her out, please."
She burst into tears.
"She can't just die."
"Ma'am, I need your health card."
"Didn't you hear me, bitch?"
She hammered the glass partition.
"I told you to get her out."
The woman jerked back.
"Ma'am, get her the hell out of me right now."
The receptionist picked up the phone and punched a couple of buttons, muttered something, then hung up.
"A doctor will be here momentarily."
She stood stock still, scanning the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?